Hey guys, this is
It's all right. It's all right.
Hey guys, this is Michael.
And this is Tony.
And this is Matt.
And welcome to the Three Guys and Ties podcast.
Welcome.
Matthew Hensley.
I want to talk about you, Matt.
What's up, guys? How have y'all been?
How have you been?
I was working. I couldn't talk about it at the time, but I was an extra on the movie Black Adam that's coming out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
How's it been going?
Now that the NDA...
are you a stunt double?
No. I'm literally just an extra. I play Dwayne The Rock's cock. So it's pretty fun.
That's a tough role.
That is.
Yeah.
Super proud of you.
I'd say you
got to
work out a lot for that role, though.
Dude, his dick can bench 315.
Fucking, so I guarantee it.
That's more than me and you put together, Tony.
Yeah. Did you hear what I said last week at our introduction?
No, did you get a chance to listen to it last week.
I said, you know, it's a double-edged sword not having Matt here, you know, because at one end, I miss him and his witty jokes, but on the other end, at least I know I have the most testosterone in the room right now.
Oh, bro.
It was a good joke. But seriously, where were you last week?
And that's
Matt?
Why you have no testosterone in the room.
You got to fucking bite back on that.
Yeah, bro.
Couldn't think of a good comeback. I didn't want to embarrass you too bad.
Did you guys see where B Laundry's down? He's gone?
Bro, there's so much shit that's
happened.
Hold on.
Are we not going to just address what really happened the past 2 weeks
I had COVID, and that shit was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Yeah. I had a fever for, I think, 14 days of like 103. So my breathing, perfectly fine. I attribute that to running a lot.
Stamina.
That's what I'm telling
Tony
myself.
Would know nothing about that because he doesn't go to the gym.
Yeah, dude, that's what I've told myself.
Where were you this
morning?
I was sleeping.
Yeah, dude.
I knew you were. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't get out of bed until
Did you go to the gym this morning?
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah. Clap at me every Wednesday. The answer will be the exact same. Anyway, continue, sir.
I lost like sense of smell, taste. Really, dude, it was just like I just felt like I got the shit beat out of me every day. I feel like I went 5 rounds with Khabib.
Smell and taste not back yet. It takes a while for your smell and taste to come back, I think.
So here's the thing.
Particularly your taste.
Yes. Like my smell's pretty much back. My taste is still like.
Yeah, I couldn't taste for a while.
Bro.
After.
You had COVID?
Yep.
When?
A long time ago.
I mean,
back when
that long ago.
Cool.
It was like, at this point, I'm an OG COVIDer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like high risk again at this point. It's been so long.
Maybe.
No more antibody. Well, seriously, when was that?
A year, like right at a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I kept it pretty hush-hush.
Yeah, I never got it, thankfully.
Dude,
so we're going to try to keep
rough.
It.
Dude, we were worried to death about me getting it because I got heart conditions.
Oh, yeah.
And we were worried to death, but I got it, dude. I didn't even know I fucking had it.
Yeah.
I just sat at home playing video games for 2 weeks.
Dude, I was...
He never played anything. Like, he was too sick. I was getting legitimately worried about Matt.
Did you get the shakes?
Oh, bro. So, like, typically, you know, like the old wives tell, like, you get a fever, sweat it out, right?
Yeah,
put on a hoodie, sweatpants,
break the fever.
And just sweat. Bro, the more I sweated, the worse I felt.
Oh, man.
So, I had to just freeze myself out. Bro, I was literally just doing the fucking Harlem shake every night in bed. I mean, bro, it was, and I couldn't, though, one of the shitty things about it was I couldn't sleep. For longer than like 30, 45 minutes. So
yeah,
I didn't have
tough.
Like a REM cycle of sleep for like at least 10 days.
Dude, that's tough.
Dude, bro. I would text Matt like 8 a.m. on a Monday and I wouldn't hear from him until like Thursday. And I was like, well,
that's typical Matt. That's normal Matt.
Yeah, he normally gets back to you on like Wednesday
a good
at least.
Now,
right? That's normal Matt.
Yeah, he normally gets back to you at least on a Wednesday, but I'd be like, hey man, like you doing better? Would never hear anything. I'd call him like halfway through it just to hear his voice to make sure.
It was one of those, like...
He's not in the hospital. And
I've
never heard from him.
It was nice because it was, you know, people care about you. You know, you guys have texted me.
Yeah.
You know, my family's texted me. A bunch of people we work with are texting me. And I couldn't watch TV because I would just get, like, a crazy headache. Looking at a phone, like, forget about it.
Yeah.
I would listen to a lot of podcasts and just, like, sit there with my eyes closed.
But not ours, though.
But bro, it was like a week. I'm not on it.
He doesn't even know that I screwed it up yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would I listen to your old podcast? I'm not on it.
Did you listen to the solo one? That was like 8 minute commitment.
Jesus, no.
It was like nine minutes. I didn't even listen to it, bro.
I haven't even listened to it. Like,
he didn't know.
Bro, I recorded it and I never listened to it. That's how it went. So,
but dude, it was like, at first I still felt good.
Yeah.
I was like, I had a fever, but I didn't feel bad at all. And so then I tested positive, and I was like, fuck yeah, I get to chill, play games, do whatever I want to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a relief.
For a couple weeks, this will be a good little break. And then my wife had it, and she was, like, bad the first week.
Yeah.
And then she had, like, a longer recovery process. Dude, I literally woke up one day and was like, all right, cool, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was, like, the craziest contrast. Because one day I'd got on, and, dude, I was legitimately like, oh, I'm going to kill myself because I can't feel like this forever. Like, yeah. I'd rather be dead than feel like this.
Yeah.
And at day like 10, 11, I woke up and I was like, kind of felt okay. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. Next day I woke up and felt terrible again. And I was like, oh, bro, this is just how I feel now.
So this is just my life.
Yeah. So then I hop on Discord with Michael and Alan and I'm like, guys, like, my life is fucking miserable. I don't want to live anymore. You may not hear from me again. And then didn't talk to anybody for like 3 days.
Yeah, that's a tough send off right there.
You know, when Alan is texting you like, hey, bro, are you good? Like, because he's a dark individual, right?
Yeah.
You know, when he's texting you like, are you okay? Like, are you all right?
Yeah.
That you've left an impression on the guy. But dude, it just got to the end where I was like, dude, I cannot keep feeling like this. And I couldn't sleep. So I was so just like, beat down from that.
Yeah.
Positives.
Yeah, let's hear about the positives.
I couldn't really eat.
Yeah, so you lost some weight.
I had to have lost weight, right? Yeah.
I mean, you look good.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You
look
good before you had it.
Yeah. Look better though.
Guys, I appreciate y'all.
This is the only compliment you're getting the rest of the
But dude, I'd wake up, I'd eat like half a muffin, and then at lunch I'd eat like some soup.
Yeah. My guy loves muffins. He's only eating half of them.
Muffins are good. It depends on the muffin, though. I'm a banana nut muffin guy. Like, that's...
Bro.
You like a lot of nut in your life, don't you?
Yeah, anyway. Man, I do.
But banana... No, hold on. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have joked, because banana nut is
the
best muffin.
It's the best.
That is the best
muffin. If you're fucking with blueberry over banana nut, what are you doing, bro?
Give me this awkward fist bump that one of us can reach. Okay, cool.
Any other positives? I mean, you start to appreciate... Like, little things, bro.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you miss, like, being able to see your buddies and hang out and do shit.
Yeah.
And even though you feel like ass, for a while, you're like, man, this still beats work. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I still can sleep. I can do whatever I want to do. I watched a lot of Marvel movies.
Oh.
So, that was fun.
Hit all 23
have
of
you
them
been,
or whatever.
Have you been keeping up with, like, the news and all that?
For the most, like the dude, Kardashians. So much shit has happened. So
you see what happened to our boy B. Laundry?
Dude, Brown Laundry. Dude, that whole thing was sketch.
Uno momento. Let's not say he's our boy. We have your boy, maybe. I don't like the guy.
Dude, he's my boy. I mean, he's dead now, so he's my boy.
Okay.
He's a human? Anyone that's a human's our boy. Or our girl.
What else? Kanye.
I can't take Tony seriously with these sunglasses on.
I was
right
waiting
now.
To see how long you guys would say like, something just, about me wearing
I
glasses.
Sometimes I wear glasses, so I let it ride.
I'm going to be honest with you. It feels pretty good right now.
Yeah?
I'm just going
to
keep them on.
Happy?
Dude,
I can't take you seriously when you got your glasses on either, to be fair.
Kanye's been wearing those like white mask. Bro, like whatever, he's lost his mind, that's fine. But flip that role and put a white dude wearing a black mask.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Doesn't look
about?
So good.
Bro, look
what
up Kanye,
Kanye
West white mask.
Kanye
dude, he's been white facing hard.
Mask. Kanye West.
I got so much stuff to talk about
he's
today.
Been white facing hard. And I'm not personally offended by it.
Okay.
It's just fucked up because if I did it, I would be like chastised. And
dude, I'm not necessarily offended. I'm a little scared.
He got a shitty haircut and he's been wearing masks to cover it up, I think.
That's a bold strat.
Trying to find it.
Dude, the Brown Laundry
thing. I have
it
right here. What are you talking about? That is terrifying,
that's
dude.
That's the mask?
Yeah, dude.
It says...
He's got multiple. Look at the other picture.
The one with like the
right.
checkered print.
It's Halloween.
No, bottom right, it's more of like a flesh toned. Like, he literally just looks like a Caucasian dude.
Dude, he's embracing the Halloween spirit. I don't know what else you guys could want from this man. I mean, he makes you shoes, he makes you tunes, and now he's embracing the spirit of Halloween, and people are going to hate on him. I don't get it.
After graduation, I graduated from Lincoln Kanye. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. He had some good albums after that, but
I came to my fucking head, so I had to say it. I want to go back.
We know you like Kanye because you're a college dropout.
I'm back in college. I've liked a lot of Kanye since then. Let me clarify that. I really recently stopped liking Kanye when he lost his mind.
He's never like...
How do you not lose your mind when you're that famous?
I think he's always kind of been off.
I think you can handle it better than Kanye has.
I think
you
kind of have to
be,
bro.
At your feet. Jay-Z is twice
as famous, twice as wealthy, and it's nowhere near as crazy.
I don't think he's as famous.
He has better music.
He's not as famous.
I would argue the opposite. I think Kanye has better music than Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z has phenomenal.
I half agree with both of you and disagree with both of you. Kanye's music is better, and he's more famous.
How? Yeah, how is he not? He's dating Kim Kardashian. Married to her.
No, they split.
Well, whatever.
Did they split?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Whatever. Yeah. How could you tell me that Jay-Z is more famous than Kanye West?
The reason Kanye's more famous is because he's crazy, bro.
Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Yeah, but Jay-Z's low-key.
That's
a fair point. That's a fair rebuttal.
Bro, I'm about to say something real controversial. The whole Queen Bee era is fucking over. Beyonce ain't shit anymore.
She'll always be Beyonce.
And
if you're
a
listener out there and you got something to say, we'll fight.
He was going to say some shit right there.
I will cough in your mouth. I'm fucking immune now, and you might not be.
She'll always be Beyonce, though. Like, that carries some weight, you know? Yeah, sure, in the next generation, they're not going to give a shit about Beyonce. They're not going to give a shit about any of it. But, like, we all know who Beyonce is.
Did you guys see what happened to Alec Baldwin?
Dude.
Isn't that crazy? Did you hear about this?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take? Boy.
Okay.
Bro, that made me laugh.
Somebody
so
dropped that
dude,
in their Discord server.
People are hating on Alec
day.
Like it was his fault. Like,
dude, it wasn't Alec's fault. Somebody yelled cold weapon or whatever, like saying that it's an empty weapon.
Okay, yeah. I have a whole slew of problems with this. One, why are you using an actual firearm?
Well, yeah. Apparently they often use actual firearms with blanks on set.
Two...
But somebody didn't put a blank.
Why is there any ammunition? Why is there even a blank in it?
You have to have a blank in it because the shot they were doing, they're shooting the cameras right here, or the guns right here, and the cameras right in front of it.
Yeah,
so
they wanted to get the fire.
They have
okay.
Well, it's, on the six, main. It's a six shooter, so you have to see the bullets inside of it. So you have to have.
Well,
blanks.
It's not just that. I don't know what the shot they were doing, but often what they'll do, they do fire blanks because it still explodes like a regular round.
No, I get that, but use an airsoft gun and CGI it in, bro. They literally made like Princess Leia, who was dead, Carrie Fisher. And made her into a movie.
Yeah.
Like her full ass person.
Well, they were already pretty broke, they said. I don't think they had the funds for CGI. They were using the armor who was in, like watching over all the weapons and checking
it.
Dude. She's 24.
Cody was showing me this conspiracy
thing. Dude, we're older than that. What the hell? We could be doing that shit.
It's like the youngest they've ever seen. It's like there's a slew of issues.
And it'll still be the youngest they ever see.
the oldest she'll ever see.
Issue her.
Dude, Cody showed me a conspiracy though. The one that like got killed was working on another like pedo ring documentary type thing for like the elite.
Yeah, she's worked on a lot of shit.
So who knows? There's always something.
But speaking of movies, I did go to the movies this past week.
How was your nap?
Yeah.
Well, I want to get into that.
Dude, did you watch the Halloween movie?
Nope.
I've probably seen that this weekend.
I went and saw Dune.
I am so out of touch with Dune, but I've seen it everywhere, and I have no idea what that movie's about.
Let me just preface this. The movie itself, you would like it a lot, and so would you. It is extremely, extremely well-made, and they're introducing you into a new world, almost like Star Wars is, or, you know, along those kinds of premise movies.
Sci-fi.
It's a sci-fi movie, but it's a trilogy. This is the first of three.
Are these like books or something?
I don't know.
Haven't they made this same movie two other times, though?
No. This is the first one.
There's definitely other Dune movies.
This is the first one.
Google, bro.
In the trilogy?
Yeah, this is the first one.
That they've ever made? No.
This is the first one.
Dude, there's other Dune movies. I promise you that.
Nah, this is the first one. I'm sticking by that.
Check the internet, bro.
Checking it right now.
But I got some shit to say about it.
Keep on telling me stuff.
So I'm watching this movie. And like I said, the movie... So what the movie's about is... almost like Game of Thrones, there's houses, and these people, the houses are all coming to this planet to mine the spice that is made on the planet, because the spice is like currency in this world. It's super articulate. It's very, very well made. It's a great movie, right? So I'm trying to keep
up. I thought you were talking about the spice. I was like, damn, that's some good spice.
It is good spice, too. Like, it's some good
articulate spice, bro.
But the world that they're in is, like, is so futuristic. Like, when they walk around, instead of, like, turning lights on in a room, there's a glowing orb light that follows them around in the rooms. Like, there's, like, all this crazy futuristic stuff.
Like
there's
Fallout or
the
something.
The cinematography, I hate that word, is so well, like, done. It's amazing.
That's one of those, like, pretentious words.
Oh, yeah. Cinematography.
Yeah.
Cinematography.
Bro.
Cinematography.
When you call, like, when people call a movie, like, yeah, I'm going to the movies. That's what pretentious person. I'm going to the cinema.
Yeah, I'm going to the
cinema.
That's
what they call it in like England.
So
yeah,
so,
well, they're pretentious as
so,
fuck.
So
they
so
drink
I'm
tea.
Enjoying this movie.
Fuck them people for enjoying a delicacy.
I'm enjoying this movie. It's pretty good so far. I'm like,
it's
you
a
know,
2.5 hour movie. I'm surprised you even
felt
remember
like
a thing of
it. I swear to God, I felt like I watched 2 Harry Potter movies in the time of this movie. It was that long. It was so long, but
bro, that's how like the
that's
the
how
third
long
Lord
one
the,
Harry Potter movie
listen,
is.
Listen. The third Lord of the Rings movie was like 3 hours long, and I went when I was like, whenever it came out, so I was probably like 13 or 14. Bro, I had to go piss like 3 times throughout the. I'm like, dude, this is too much.
So I'm watching this movie, very interesting, and I'm starting to get into it. It's a slow burn, and then I feel a little tap on the back of my head. Enough for my head to, you know, rock forward. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever.
This at the AMC?
Yeah, it's at the AMC.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. Whatever,
it's
right?
The most Tennessee thing, the
it's
AMC.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes goes by. I get kicked in the back of the head again.
Oh, you got kicked?
I got kicked.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do have a kickable head. I get it.
I got kicked in the back of the head 9 times in this fucking movie.
Bro, why didn't you fucking say something?
I'll tell you why.
They're to blame for the first
Let
two.
Let me tell you why.
Anything after the first
Let
two,
me
it's
say
your
it.
Fucking fault,
Let
Tony.
Me fucking
if
say
you don't
it.
Stand up and fight.
All right. I was gonna.
Okay.
I knew that there was a child kicking me.
Who cares?
Hold on.
Show them what the world's about.
First of all, why the fuck is your kid at this movie? This movie was not for kids
it's
at all.
It's PG-13.
It's not for kids.
PG-13.
It's not for kids.
PG-13.
The kids didn't know one goddamn thing that happened in this movie.
Parental
you
guidance
suggestion. Do you want to know how I anyway. Know that the kids weren't watching the movie?
Because they're kicking you in the head?
Because I could hear their fucking tablets behind me.
Okay.
They're on their tablets.
Bro.
In the movie theaters.
Sounds like
they're kicking me in the head.
Yeah, they're into the
I
game.
Was so fucking mad. Dude, I was verbally, like, breathing. And then I was like, you know what? I'm a fucking do it. I'm going to say something. I'm going to fucking do it. And first thing I learned in law enforcement was assess the situation.
Yeah, that sounds like you assessed it.
You make sure dad is not fucking Mario's Pujanowski.
There it is.
Some world strongman.
I did what we call a fawn, a fake yawn. And in the midst of my fawn, I also kind of peered over my shoulder. Now, it's a good thing I did that because the dad was wearing a sleeveless shirt. He was 6'5", and his arms were bigger than my waist. So I continued to get kicked in the fucking head for another hour and a half.
No,
not
dude.
Saying a word.
I will Dark Knight that fucking theater.
Their kid, I swear to God, bro. Their kid, one of the kids was, they had a dog. They had a dog with them in the fucking movie theaters. One of the kids was running up and down the aisle behind us. This is the last row at the very top, and I'm the one right below, right in front of the last row. I swear to God, bro, I was so fucking mad that I walked out of there, dude, and I just looked at him, and he just looked at me like, I'm sorry. You know, like that look, like I don't know what to tell you.
Dude, okay, here's the thing. I get my ass beat. I'm not going to deny that. I get up.
Big guy.
I casually.
You might not get your ass beat. I would.
I casually walk around. I take the kid's tablet out of his hand, and I smash the dad in the mouth.
Dude.
And then I proceed to get my ass beat.
I had to hear
I need to
Baby
y'all.
Shark playing in the back of my fucking head.
Oh.
In the middle of this fucking
dude,
cinematography
Matt, you just reminded
masterpiece.
Me, we're kind of the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
We're
kind of
getting to
the
age where you can, like, because, like, if you're 20, you just need to fight the guy and either win or lose.
Yeah, win or lose. That's it. It's 50-50.
Bro, I'm reaching 30. I'm to a point where I can justifiably just go to the AMC people and be like, hey, you need to get it together in there.
Two people did.
Or fucking refund.
They didn't do shit. They didn't do anything.
You get a free ticket probably. Okay, so you just You just reminded me of something that happened my sophomore year of high school that I forgot that.
School shooting?
No. Thankfully, no. There was a school shooting at a high school that was close to mine, my freshman year of high school.
Cool story.
Shooter died. My sophomore year of high school, I'm sitting in lunch with Mason. You guys know Mason. And this kid who special needs, has a special needs individual.
Okay.
I don't know what he was mad about, but he was very angry about something. And we see him from across the lunchroom walk up to a girl, tap her on the shoulder, and then with the fucking cafeteria tray, he wound up and smacked her in the head.
Dude, at least he was polite about it. He didn't fucking blindside her. He tapped her on the shoulder to let her know, hey, I'm going to fuck you up.
Bro, I didn't even know what happened. Like, no, I was in such shit. Everyone was just like, what the fuck?
You know what? I don't even care. I'm going to fucking say this shit. Dude.
Jesus, Tony.
Honestly, some of these special needs kids need to get in the fucking mouth. All right?
Okay.
And listen.
No, stop.
Not just special. Dude, people in general.
People in general, yes.
No. I don't care. I'm sticking with it. This kid at my fucking school, Michael, was such a fucking asshole, dude. And we were all so nice to Michael. We were all so nice. And one day, he got set off, and he was mad. And he turned around, and he fucking hit me in my mouth with, like, the back of his fist. Like, almost like that. Like, he bitch slapped me, but with his closed fist.
Oh.
And I was so mad, dude. I looked at the teacher. My teacher was my baseball coach, so me and him were cool. And I looked at my teacher, and I went, can I fuck him up? And my teacher just went, no. And I was like, well, I'm leaving then. So I just left school. He should have got hit in the fucking mouth.
Oh, dude.
Nothing happened.
Here's the thing, is if he could, like, retain that lesson, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you could punch him in the mouth, and then he's like, oh, okay, you know, I don't know colors well, but I do know to not hit people in the mouth anymore.
Exactly.
Then that's one thing. But if you hit him in the mouth, and then by the next day, he's, like, totally forgot about that, he's just going to be getting hit in the mouth every day.
What if you hit him in the mouth, and he's cool as fuck? Like, he's like, bro, I fucked up.
Dude, what if you, like, knock his brain back right, and he's like, oh, shit.
He's like, bro, I've been fucking up for so long, bro.
I'm not needs anymore.
I know all my colors.
I fucked around, and I found out.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Michael's face when he's editing this podcast.
He's ready. Oh, by the way, guys, sorry this is coming out a day late.
Fuck it.
It's coming out a day late because of the stuff you're not hearing, so.
We need to have a funny, like...
I save them all.
No, but we need a funny bleep out for whenever, like, there's just one word or one thing that you can't say.
Yeah, like, oh, God. Like,
yeah,
just,
exactly.
Like, something crazy.
Or, like, okay. a chicken or something. Like, bruh, that'd be so fucking funny.
We need to get a soundboard in here.
Give your best... Ooh. Dude, yeah, I want one. Go ahead.
Buy one.
Fuck you. Michael, let's focus on paying...
everything else in here.
Look, let's focus on paying the fucking electric bill so we don't fucking die.
Yeah, let's
in
get
this
the fucking AC
the
running
in
here
first.
Before we get the soundboard.
Anyway, give your best bleep out noise, and that's what I'll use to bleep out stuff.
I don't know. I'll have to find some.
No. With your mouth right now. Bleep out noise. Try again.
That was a bleep out noise. That's a good one. You said your best. That's that was fair. Mine. Now it's your turn.
I don't know. He took a ooga.
Auga's pretty good.
I could give like a less intense auga, like more proper. That could be mine.
Yeah, you.
Or how about this? How about this? How about this? Just this. Ready? Bleep.
Yeah. That could
every
be.
Time this comes, you just hear bleep.
You ready?
Yeah.
Redacted.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
Oh, okay. By the way, hold on, Dune. There was a Dune in 1984. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh,
yes.
Fucking. That doesn't even count.
So, like, redacted, that's, you know, a legal term. That part got redacted, right?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are there, like, court sketch artists? What is the point of that? Put a fucking camera in there.
I don't know, actually. Yeah.
Like, that's still a job you can do.
That is a... Why?
Like, why are people drawing O.J. fucking Simpson
listen,
when
dude,
there's a
listen,
camera
dude,
in the
there
room?
Are
wasn't
people,
that one televised?
Listen,
I don't know, actually.
There are people that go to college.
And there were still people that were, like, sketching it.
Listen, there are
why?
People go to fucking college to be artists.
Dude,
and then they get out, and they can't find a fucking job. So they're like, you know what? Come this court, draw this shit, and we'll give you, like, $20.
It either needs to go one of two ways. It either needs to stop being a thing in the courtroom or start being a thing
bro.
Everywhere, bro.
I just thought of the funniest idea.
There needs to be a sketch artist everywhere.
Bro, I just thought of the funniest idea. We should all three sign up to go to courthouses and be the sketch artist
and just draw like stick figures.
They're like, all right, let's see what you got. We give it to them. They're like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah, that's all I got.
I don't know, dude. I like dragons. Like, like that's some totally unrelated shit. Like, I'm like, good at tornadoes.
Is that a fucking creature vibes? Yeah.
Is that a fucking demon? Yeah, I don't know, just look cool. It looked like it meant to be there, bro.
Yeah, he killed a guy. I thought, who would do that?
She deserves to be here still.
Yeah. We would play a game in high school, and it would be fun to play with you guys where, so one person's on attack, one person's on defense, and okay. All it is you're drawing. It's okay. All just like sketching shit, right? And so I'm on defense, so I'm going to draw something that I have to defend. So I'll draw a dog.
Okay.
And now it goes to Michael. Michael has to draw something to kill that dog.
Oh.
Right? So Michael draws a
gun.
Yeah, a gun. Then I draw a bulletproof vest on the dog.
Oh.
Then Michael draws, you know, like antifreeze water. And then I draw, I don't know, like a hair dryer that evaporates it all so the dog can't drink it. It gets your mind thinking, bro.
Dude, I like that.
It hits you in the creative zone a little
bit.
You
made me think of another sad thing that's happened in my life.
Let's hear it.
My neighbor's dog, when I was like 7, was poisoned with antifreeze. Anyway, sorry.
Well, I mean, was the dog
the same neighbor that hurt your butt?
Did the dog have a history of, you know, running through the neighborhood fucking shit up? I mean,
I don't know, actually. I don't remember. I was like 6 or 7. I also am realizing that this is the third time we've talked about dogs dying on our podcast.
It's a serious thing to talk about.
Theme.
Dude, it's like 30% of our episodes. Dude,
y'all, I had an idea while, I started dreaming again while I had COVID.
Really?
Yeah, because I started having all these crazy fever dreams, bro.
Congratulations. Bleep.
yeah, I started dreaming again, so that was fun. But I did have an idea for maybe a podcast called Canceled. And all it would take is one good episode. But you take like somebody that gets canceled and immediately hit them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, let's say,
ooh, I got something already.
Like Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle's getting ready to say this shit. Yeah. We got some stuff to talk about. My
Dave
boy
Chappelle
Davey
came out with a Netflix special. And
did
he's
you
talking,
watch it?
No.
I didn't watch it either.
God,
no.
Boys, what are you fucking
but
doing?
Dude, we have to talk about you, the show, not you. Anyway,
he was talking about, you know, trans. It the joke was tasteful. It wasn't like, here's the thing that people are getting to this point of sensitivity where it's fucking comedy, bro.
Let me intervene here.
But hold up. The thing is, that happens. Dave Chappelle is too big to get canceled. Netflix paid him like $500 million. They're not going to take his shit off.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And there's all these people that are like, well, we're going to walk out. And they're like, okay, well, you're just fired then.
Bye.
Yeah. Netflix doesn't give a fuck, bro.
Really? People like walked out over
dude,
it?
I have dude, so much to say about
dude,
this.
Dude, there were three people I've that crashed a board meeting in protest. They let all three of those people go. They're like, no, you're not doing this shit.
Like, so you'll like this.
But the podcast idea canceled, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that happened. Dave Chappelle did get canceled. You immediately hit up Dave Chappelle. Look, dude, I'm an unbiased person here. I don't have an opinion on it either way. But you need a platform to get your side of it out. Because what happens is people get canceled, and then they, by being canceled, nobody will talk to them. Yeah. So they can never really express.
You never
like,
get their side of things.
Exactly, bro.
So, as he touched on.
It's pretty
on,
good, right?
We got the stuff.
As like, he,
you,
as he
you
touched
you get
on.
One fucking bro, big person. And then after that, everybody that gets canceled is going to be like, oh, yeah, I can actually get my side of the story out with these guys.
I guarantee that somebody's already named a podcast that, so we just have to market it into our own. I like that. We have the stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
That couch is going to get real cozy if they've got somebody else sitting over there.
Bro, so, can you imagine Dave fucking Chappelle sitting in this room, bro?
Well, the problem
Dave
with Chappelle that is you have to just wait for people to get canceled.
Bruh.
Dude, mean, but people get canceled left and right
like,
now.
So fair. Here's the thing. Like, what he's saying, to make it blow up, you just wait for somebody big to get canceled. But like, you just look up. I mean, people are getting canceled.
You
every
can
day.
Do local people.
Yeah, you can.
Fucking
interview.
John Gruden.
It's fair.
You
know
can interview
what I mean?
Anybody who got canceled, like the Honda guy. People canceled him like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
it's
just
fair.
It's like, hey man, how did this affect your life? What is something that like? Do you have remorse for
give
what you
give me a
did?
Honda?
You give them the opportunity to be. To redeem themselves, but also
get Honda
their
guy
side.
All right,
to get
I
want to
talk about.
I just,
Dave.
I will say, like that was iffy. Anyway,
all
go
right,
ahead.
Dave Chappelle. I want to bring this up because this is one of the topics I had on my notes. So obviously, you're not aware of what's going on.
I kind of know.
I'm gonna bring it back
up
to speed.
I knew he made a joke, and his,
I got some shit to say.
It's special. Some people didn't
so,
care for
Dave
joke.
Chappelle on his comedy sketch was talking about the transgender community and the LGBTQ community, and. In the, is his special, he talked about his friend who was trans and how she had killed herself and how that was directly correlated to the hate that she received online for being canceled for supporting him. So he was going on this big rant. It was kind of like a TED Talk, to be honest with you, the special was. But in the midst of all this, all the Netflix, a big portion of the Netflix workers decided they were going to walk out and they were going to try to cancel Dave Chappelle, right? Not going to happen. So like you said, they walked in the board meeting. It's
cool that he's unfuckwithable.
They walked in the board meeting and all that. The leader of this activist movement, the leader, I don't remember her name. I apologize. I should have got my notes a little bit better. But the leader of it, guess what they found out about her?
Racist.
She has a slew of racist tweets.
Oh, love it.
Talking about blacks, Asians, Hispanics, and...
Oh, bro, that hits close to home.
LGBTQ members.
Really?
Yeah. And she was like, sorry, I was going through a drug rehab and all this stuff.
Yeah,
and so now
she wants grace and forgiveness, but Dave Chappelle doesn't deserve it.
Exactly.
Was the one it's terrible, who, bro. Was she trans?
I don't know. I don't know her name or her background. I just know the story that's going on and coming out right now.
Look, we're going to have to get to a point as a society where we're just nihilistic of like, nothing matters, so everything matters. And because everything matters, nothing matters.
Dude, the only reason I asked about her being trans, by the way, is because this article says Netflix suspends trans employee who tweeted about Dave Chappelle special.
It's probably who it is then.
It's not that. I mean, it's an okay. I don't know. It's just what it says. It says, I work at Netflix. She tagged Netflix. Yesterday, we launched another Chappelle special where he attacks the trans community and the very validity of transness, all while trying to pit us against another marginalized group. So you're going to hear a lot of talk about quote unquote offense. We are not offended with the string of yarn emoji. Is that what that is? What is that emoji? Is that a string of yarn?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah.
The problem here, listen, here's
that's
the problem.
Lifts, I don't
here's
know.
Here's the problem that's going on in society is we live in this, and we live in this world where you can't have your feelings hurt. Someone can't disagree with you. Someone can't have a different viewpoint, because if you do and you're in the wrong, you don't deserve a voice anymore. I'm gonna cancel you.
That was the person. Yeah, dude, Netflix has suspended a few.
And just like that, dude. The problem is just like that. I could pull up your social media tweets or your private messages. I could pull up your shit. There's stuff we all have said or done that's fucking, you know, we don't want to come to light. That's being
listen
a human.
To me every week on this podcast.
Yeah, the like, difference is we're going to say it.
As far as the general public knows, you're a pretty tame individual.
Oh, okay. We're good.
I cut out the first 5 minutes every week. Don't worry, guys.
The cool thing with this, and like obviously if you're offended, that sucks. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But, like,
it's okay to be offended.
People,
it's okay.
Yeah. It's this weird thing of like, dude, people are allowed to hurt your feelings. Like, it's just words. It's freedom of speech. Well, people are allowed to hurt your feelings. But it's cool because what's been happening with cancel culture is
they're getting called out.
One person says one thing and then they get canceled. The company that they work for crucifies them,
right? Yeah, that's the problem.
And Netflix is like, no, we're tired of this shit. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he has the freedom of speech. Like,
well, it doesn't sound like he necessarily said something bad.
He touched on subject. You need to watch it. Seriously.
I'll watch
he,
it. And like,
he touched on subjects, and he did call out the community. He called them out directly.
Okay. Well, so, like, I'm not going to defend something I've not heard, but it doesn't sound like he did anything.
I stand 100% with Dave Chappelle.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm not defending anything I've not heard. Or
that's my
whatever.
Stance.
But like it sounds like he didn't necessarily. It didn't sound like he said anything necessarily bad. It's not like Morgan Wallen a couple months ago saying what he said.
Yeah.
That's a little bit.
That's different
on the other side of things, yeah. Right? Like,
look, here's the thing: I don't agree, like with Morgan Wallen. I don't agree with what he said or what
I don't
he
think
did,
he should lose his.
But
life.
I think he, because he's an American, should have the right to have that opinion.
I agree,
even if it's wrong.
Yes. Okay. Even though I don't agree with it.
Okay, so here's where I stand on that. I agree. Yeah, you can have whatever opinion you want, but I'm also in support of places that don't support your opinion and don't choose to not do business with you, which is what happened with him.
And that's your right.
Like, I'm not saying he has the right. He has the incorrect opinion.
But we don't think that you should, or at least I don't. I know that you don't. I don't think that he should be called to be canceled and lose his livelihood.
Here's the thing about quote-unquote cancel culture. I don't agree with parts of it, but like, as a company, let's say, I think, did Apple pull his music? No, Apple didn't pull his music. Somebody pulled his music, didn't they? Or am I making that shit up?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
Let's say Apple pulled his music. I don't know if Apple did that. I could just be making shit up. If Apple pulled his music, that is a consequence of a belief you have.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. Like, yeah, that's
And that's
what
Apple's right, too.
That's what quote-unquote cancel culture is.
Cancel culture is not that. Cancel culture is personally going after those places and trying to get them to drop you so you don't have a source of income or a voice. That's cancel culture.
So here's the thing. There needs to be this distinction between somebody can say something terribly egregious and it still be okay, but if somebody does something physically egregious, that's not okay. People need to be held accountable for actions.
Listen, if you walk in...
I don't know. Like, okay, so I'm going to put an extreme example. Okay. Like, just out of, like, extreme fucking example. Hitler said a lot of egregious things. He never did a lot of violent things personally. He said a lot of egregious things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... And I'm not saying, obviously, to any
extent. It's his right to say those things.
Shut up.
No, it is his right to say
like,
those things.
I mean, like, we're not...
It's extreme, but
it's his right.
I believe he should have the right to have an opinion, but he shouldn't be able to...
Act upon it, I guess.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. If he wants to walk around town saying that I look like a Jew cancer patient, a bastard piece of shit, that's fine. That's his opinion. Does it hurt my feelings? Maybe. Do I like it? No.
But, like,
but he should be allowed to say it.
Where do we support people and, like... So that's okay. So like the root of like cancel culture is like anti-bullying. If you want to go like down that rabbit hole,
yeah,
if you think about it,
it's everyone love everyone. No, don't say anything bad.
But
ever.
Like, where does that stop? Because obviously we don't want Matt going around bullying you, right?
So, why?
Because that's not
it's his
to
right.
Okay, then how is it?
Look, if
how
I
how is that not impede on your rights to live? How does that not?
I can get a restraining order.
Yeah, I think if
I go around
life,
saying
life, liberty,
stuff,
pursuit of happiness, right? Yeah. How is he, if he's out here impeding on your pursuit of happiness, that's, I mean,
but,
this
okay,
is going...
But yeah, here's the thing, is me saying something shouldn't impede on his happiness. If I beat
but it
his
does,
ass,
though.
If I
that's
beat his
thing.
Ass every day, that's different.
Dude, yes. But there's studies after studies saying that it's not only...
Like the psychological
Psychological bullying is just as bad as the physical
I would rather
bullying.
Him have his right to his opinion and his saying whatever he wants opposed to my psychological events, whatever. I can leave. I can
dude,
leave that
that's
situation.
Not, I mean, that's not true, dude.
It
not,
is true.
You can't always leave the situation. If Matt over here has 50 million followers on Twitter and Instagram, everybody knows Matt, and he's out here tweeting shit about you every day, like...
That's his right.
So sure. I guess the problem that comes into it is because of social media, yeah. If I have that type of outreach,
it's a power.
I can prevent you from
getting
jobs.
You can also persuade other people's opinions and ideas very easily.
Yeah. No, because I see that part of it.
I mean, it just boils down to like, I'm not 100% in favor of cancel culture by any means, because I think it does go to extremes and I think people blow shit out of proportion.
Yeah.
All the time, right? I really do, but like at the same time, I understand it to an extent. There's a guy I know who got canceled last year because he's tweeting out the N-word repetitively. He's a white guy, and he kept tweeting out the N-word,
yeah.
And he lost his job. He worked in the public service. He was bullying people by tweeting out the N-word, and like I feel no remorse that he lost his job over that,
yeah.
Because, yeah, you deserved that.
I agree.
It's his right to say those things, sure.
Look, but here's
but
the
I'm
thing.
Not, I'm not against the consequences.
No. I'm not against the consequences at all. I'm saying
it's
he self has the right to say
it's self accountability. He has the right to say that, but he's also assuming the risk of what's going
to
happen.
Yeah,
it's
he has
his,
the right
that,
to take the risk.
It's the
too.
Company that he works with. It's their right to let him go because of
okay,
that.
Okay, but on the flip side, his company didn't just. It was a corporation. They didn't just know he was tweeting out the N-word. Somebody knew he worked there,
yeah.
Sending his tweets.
That's part of life.
That's cancel culture. And you guys are saying you're fully against that.
No, I'm talking about cancel culture whenever you don't do anything directly racist, when you make a mistake, whenever you say something out of pocket and you didn't mean to and you apologize.
There needs to be like a statute of limitation. There needs to be a time frame. Cause like,
I will say that. Because
if
I saw
said
somebody,
something terrible 10 years ago,
exactly.
I'm a completely different person.
I saw somebody, like they tweeted something like 2007. And they were like, we need to cancel. I'm like,
that's
it's
what
been
we're talking
a whole
about.
14, 15.
That's
like,
what we're talking about. If I go on Twitter and I start tweeting a bunch of racist shit and someone I work with who's of color or even not of color sends that to my boss or someone I know sends that to my boss, that's not a problem. That's my fault. I took that into. I had to have taken that in consideration when I'm tweeting that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to understand that risk. It's whenever I was 14 and I had access to a Twitter account and I tweeted out the lyrics to a Drake or Jay-Z song that
yeah.
had the N-word in it, and now people want me to lose my. That's a problem.
I agree with that.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't think that people should lose their voice.
I think.
I don't think people should ever lose their voice, but at the same time, you don't have. So, not to get controversial with Donald Trump losing his Twitter, but Donald Trump lost his Twitter because yep. he was abusing his voice. He started a terrorist attack.
ISIS
so he
has
lost.
Twitter.
ISIS doesn't start U.S.-based terrorist attacks. So that's why Donald Trump lost his Twitter. He was using a platform.
ISIS doesn't start U.S.-based.
When was the last U.S.-based terrorist attack other than January 6th?
Well, I mean, there was
bro, that,
two towers that came
this
down.
Is like, you know, a whole other conspiratorial thing of like, well, they have incels and they're just building up.
What last I'm saying, year, they the cut reason, off reporters' heads.
The reason... Okay, so the reason I'm saying the Donald Trump, with his Twitter account and everything, he was using a platform of 70, 80 million followers to spread misinformation and to start a terrorist attack. That's what happened. That's why he lost his voice on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's a consequence.
Feel like you have a responsibility.
You do.
If yeah, you and have that's, a, you do. A big Everyone enough was reach. Like, oh, they're canceling Donald Trump. They canceled Donald Trump for the betterment of the... Like, they he could... It was not beneficial for him to have a voice.
But you got
to
think that there,
voice
that
on Twitter
has to
anymore.
Be okay. So if we're gonna stick
and there was
with that,
plenty other people who lost their voice on
if,
Twitter
if
too.
If we're
at
gonna
the same
stick,
time.
If we're gonna stick with that thought process, and I'm happy we're having this conversation. If we're gonna stick with that thought process, if you have X amount of followers, you can't be saying this shit, or else we're gonna have to remove your account, right? Why is that not on the other end? Well, I mean, the girl, the comedian with the orange hair, I can't remember her name, who had the fake picture of her with Donald Trump's
Bro,
head cut off.
She got sued.
She's still on
fined,
Twitter. Still
everything.
On Twitter.
I agree with what you're saying. She also didn't directly cause... How many people died on January 6th?
Look, there's a deeper root to the problem, though. Yes, Donald
it's also,
Trump...
also she doesn't have 80 million... She's also not the president of the United States and didn't have 80 million followers.
Look, that's fair.
There's a
that's
deeper fair. Problem, though. Like, Donald Trump, yes, had this huge outreach. But the real root of the problem is that people can't think for themselves
it's
anymore.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
If... All
and I'm
70,
not justifying. I think it was Kathy something. I'm
yeah,
not justifying
yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
she did at all. That was fucking stupid.
If
too.
All 70
and
million
get in trouble
people
for that.
That follow Trump were self-thinking, had their formulated their own opinions and that kind of stuff, read something egregious that Donald Trump tweets, if they would think for themselves, then they wouldn't act on his craziness.
Yeah.
So like the root of the problem is more like, why are people so easily influenced by 140 characters?
You know what you know what I realized, dude, is people, dude, I don't want to sound narcissistic when I say this. I feel like people are so out of touch with reality these days that I feel like I'm almost like different because I'll read something and go, well, that just doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm the most cynical person when I
you
read
know what
anything.
I mean?
Online.
I'll read something and go,
I feel that.
That makes no sense. I don't believe that whatsoever, even if it's something that would be in my favor.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, and I'm going to say this because I know she'll never hear it. I love her to death.
We're going to blow up. She's going to hear this.
I love her. What the hell? I love her so much. I love her to death.
Let's cancel her.
Fuck her up.
Where's this bitch work?
We were in the car the other day.
What's her full name? No.
And we were in the car the other day, and we were driving to Charlotte, and I had my AirPods in. And she said, you know, you really shouldn't wear those AirPods.
Oh.
And I said, well, why shouldn't I wear these AirPods? She goes, well, you know, the Bluetooth and them connecting to each other, it's going to mess your brain up. It's going to cause you to have brain aneurysms
Dude,
and issues.
Oh, God.
And I stopped.
I have so much to say about this.
I stopped.
This.
The moment we she said that, I took the headphones out of my ears and looked at her and said, where'd you hear that? And she was like, well, I read it online. And I was like, did you read it or did you see the headline? She's like, well, I saw the headline. And I was like, did you investigate it? And she was like, well, no. I was like, okay, let's think about this. Because just like you said, we have to be rational people. We have to play devil's advocate. We got to play both sides of things. I said, so you're saying that the Bluetooth frequency between these two AirPods can mess my brain up? She's like, yeah. I was like, you got a phone in your hand, and that phone's connected to the car we're sitting in via Bluetooth. She was like, I never thought of that. And I was like, yeah.
So then she disconnects her phone.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. And I looked at her. I was like, you see where I'm going with this, right? I was like, you know, every time you walk into a restaurant, that place is typically facilitating its sales through Bluetooth. Via Bluetooth?
Through Wi-Fi.
Yeah. It still has Bluetooth enabled. I mean, there's still Bluetooth going on. You're gonna piss me off with that shit.
Look, here's even if it's
I will. I know
okay,
I will.
Okay, here's the thing with that is even if she's right, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Like
it just comes back down to the point, like at some point, we gotta stop being sheep and you gotta just look at something, okay, does this make sense? Let me read it. Before I go telling the world about this, let me read it so I don't sound like an idiot.
Dude, if it's like a big news article or like something like that, right? I'm looking at least three different places just to confirm that. If it's something,
I'm not going to go saying that.
If it's something silly like, hey, they may have found Brian. I know that's not silly, but they may have found Brian Laundrie. I don't need to fucking triple check.
Dude, that whole Brian Laundrie thing
if I'm wrong
is sketch,
about that.
Because like where they found him, it was like flooded. Right.
Yeah.
And then it dried up, and then they were like, "Okay, we're going to go look here, right? Parents went to the exact spot.
Yeah, that's
that
what
he
I was
going to
say.
I saw that. Yeah, well, okay, that was a bad example, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if it's something silly and small, like, hey, there's going to be a, it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm not fucking checking that source. I'm just going to take that for what it is, right?
Well, my fiance's family, they are very gullible when it comes to the internet.
But, like,
so
when it comes to, like, when it comes to single-click Facebook articles, like, did you know that 5G was rotting your brain? Like, okay.
Yeah, it caused
fucking
COVID.
Guy, like, dude
I got
so
a 5G phone and then I got COVID. I'm just saying that.
Dude, so. I will say when I got, I have a 5G phone and when I got the vaccine, like, I literally have never had better service. I don't, like, I'm just saying.
What'd you get that Pfeiffer Johnson & Johnson shit is going to kill your service.
Bro, no, dude, listen, I'm telling you, Pfeiffer for life, man. I haven't dropped a single phone call in like 6 months. Anyway,
this conversation goes back to the same thing of self-accountability of, like, you can't just read one headline and base your entire opinion on something
or
on
a tweet or like whatever. I do have so much to say about 5G. If I hear one more fucking person in my life tell me that 5G is a government
conspiracy,
it's
gonna be the end of the world.
If it's the end of the world, if it's gonna bring out the Antichrist,
rapture.
I'm gonna go to prison for murder. I will. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it because it is. They don't even understand.
Well, you gotta think, man. Some of these people, you know. There's a lot of misleading information in America. Hold on. Okay. Let me get this out there.
I've been able to get my point out in 10 minutes.
Let
anyway.
Me say this. All right. These people that believe in 5G, you can't hate on them too much because there's a lot of misinformation that's been given us to us. Yeah, look, we don't know who killed JFK. We don't know, you know, how certain rocks got in certain places. And
we know that dinosaurs
aren't real. So you don't really know these days whenever it comes to these things because it could be anything. 5G could be cancer. It could be the same thing.
They didn't say the same stuff about 4G, 3G, 2G, 1G.
Those are different Gs.
Do you know what the G in 5G stands for? This is like a legitimate question. Do you guys know what it stands for?
Guaranteed.
Five guaranteed.
No. Five guaranteed cancer.
Gay.
Generation.
Yeah, fifth generation.
Yep. Five gay.
That's what
gay.
The Gs in all of those stand for is just generation. But like the thing about 5G, they're like, the waves are so big, it's going to be microwaves.
The waves are so big.
Hold on. Did you hear what I just said? The waves are so big, they're going to be microwaves.
It's going to happen.
You see the problem
with that? We're going to cook ourselves just from our phones.
You see the problem with
Here's
that?
Here's the thing, though,
I'm
right?
so
if,
tired of it.
If like your sister-in-law wants to read one headline and then base all of her opinion off of it, she still, I think, reserves that right. But
yeah,
here,
absolutely.
The problem is nothing has power until people give it validity.
Yes.
Right? And like, you know, they talk the whole culture thing of like, oh, we're going to take the word back. Right? Yep. The best way to take the power out of anything is to stop caring about it.
Yep.
You know, like if I just did not care at all about the bad health effects of nicotine, I make that decision. I don't care at all. There's no power that negative marketing can have on me because I just don't care.
Well, the problem is with like misinformation though, and I'm going to go into the whole Facebook thing in a second about that. The problem with misinformation though is it has such a reach that it affects everybody.
Well, that's what we're talking about is being able to fucking not.
But the problem is the people who are being fed misinformation.
Yeah.
Who can't differentiate misinformation from. Or can't take information and critically think about it and then
mm-hmm. make yeah, regardless if it's right or wrong, if 3/4 of the country believe something, even if it's wrong,
it's gonna hold weight.
It's still a problem because
then you have people in Congress and people in public office who
benefit from leaning into something they may not
know,
even believe.
Exactly.
You know what's scary is it's to the point now it's so bad. That I don't think it'll ever get better. I think it'll only get worse.
Oh, dude,
I'm gonna sound like
I think it's gonna get to a point where it's like everybody's gonna be so upset about everything that nothing is gonna matter anymore.
The thing is, and I'm gonna sound so much like that fucking guy right now.
Well, you are. So
I am. I mean, know it.
You know.
Shut up. Both. Anyway,
you got that brown laundry haircut going. So.
What? I have hair. Tony's the one who's bald.
Hey, man.
Whoa.
Dude. Okay, Tony, real quick. Off topic. You remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about balding stuff and like you wanting to go to whatever country that was?
Yeah, I remember that.
And here's a plug from our sponsor, Hims.
I get anti-balding ads now all the time.
I mean,
and like, I don't understand it. Like,
look, your body doesn't work the way it used to. Your hair might be falling out. Your wiener might not work as well. Hims has got a solution for you.
Yeah.
Take a quick little survey, hims.com, and they will give you a tailored regimen of vitamins to encourage hair growth, encourage testosterone replacement.
Is that a real company?
Yes. Yeah, bro.
It's,
Hims,
it's one of our sponsors.
Sponsor us now. Pay us money. Anyway, what I was saying, so I'm going to sound like that guy real quick. Facebook needs to be deleted.
I don't
and
like
here's
how you
my thing.
Plugged my hairline right there, bro.
Tony, we've you've mentioned anyway. Facebook needs to be canceled. So you guys, did you guys see that report? Facebook just has a thing. Did you guys see that report that came out that said they, all these internal documents that linked that they really feed the misinformation machine by promoting things that get certain emoji reactions.
Yeah.
So typically the stuff that get the angry reaction are the ones that get promoted the most. So those are the ones that come up. They also don't do a good job moderating their website, which, you know, you can say what
the
you
metaverse
want.
Is coming.
Facebook's got it bad. YouTube actually has it. So YouTube's in this weird thing where whatever you want to know more about, right?
If you
I
can know.
If I spend a week straight looking up puppy videos,
that's all you're going to get.
The YouTube algorithm is going to give me puppy videos, which is a good thing, right? It's what I'm interested in. It's what I'm looking up. You look
what
up a lot
of puppies.
You look up a lot of video games. You look up a lot of podcasts. You look up Dave Chappelle information. Now you're getting other things tailored to that. The problem with that type of algorithm, though, is if you're looking up crazy conspiratorial bullshit.
If you think the government's a lie and like whatever, and that's all you're looking up is...
Yeah,
misinformation.
Like,
you're gonna get.
You're trying to find out if dinosaurs really are
there's,
real, and
there's
people
no
look at you
justification.
Like you're crazy. Whenever you're just trying to fucking figure shit
there's,
out,
there's no justification for ignorance. But if you are easily swayed and you watch a day's worth of videos on flat Earth, I could understand how now every time you get on there, there's another video about flat Earth.
Yeah,
that's
I could
trying
understand.
To make
and YouTube
it make
videos.
Sense.
That's a good point. YouTube videos are so well produced anymore. Like,
yeah.
Here's what I want to say.
Dude, we should start an unboxing thing. I think that'd be cool.
Here's Let's call it Unbox Therapy.
Yeah, okay. That's a great. That's original.
That's a bad name.
Here's what I want to say to the people of the world. Here's what I want to speak to the
dude,
masses
no, let's
right
do,
now.
Back in the box. We box shit back up.
Dude, the video starts with like packaging everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, everything's destroyed and we're like twisting the little ties
like,
back.
I said, I'm sort of the office and they're like.
It's a great idea, guys.
Do I have a basement? We can just put some lights up there, get a nice space. Anyway,
All right. So to pivot back onto the Netflix thing, there's been some big shows out, right? So like the Dave Chappelle special. Mm-hmm. I haven't got to talk to you guys about Squid Game.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it.
I'm so fucking annoyed, bro.
Listen, I'm so fucking annoyed by you, dude.
You just, what do you do? Just goddamn sit in this fucking room and look at the walls and study all fucking day? Everything we tell you to watch, you don't watch.
I'm going to kill him. please don't die in the next, like, suspicion period for what I just said. So
it's documented.
It is. It's also documented that if we hit 100,000 plays, he has to kill somebody. So maybe I'll just
wait. That's a thing.
Yeah,
I think we did say that you have to murder somebody.
Okay, 80,000 plays.
Is it okay to kill? This I'm not going to get into this.
Okay, that seemed like a topic that was really hit or
not. Yeah. Because
is
I've got,
it okay to kill your spouse? No.
No. If somebody's like mass murdered people, is it okay to take them out? It was really where I was going. I mean,
that's like a weird
just
one.
Just ask me what you were
going
to ask.
You're going
me.
Up or not, and everybody's blonde at that point. So
okay, Teddy, that's your favorite president. I respect it. Yes, anyway, so the Squid Game. I've not watched it yet because we were on the back end of The Handmaid's Tale whenever Squid Game came out. Okay, so we had to like we're season 4, episode 5 at that point. We got to finish that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's
and then we finished that. We did start the Squid Game. We did start Squid Game the night we finished Handmaid's Tale. It's like after 10 o'clock. We get 30 minutes into it. Kayla's asleep.
Dude, the thing
the
with
next
social
day,
media though.
The next day, You comes out and we binged the hell out of You.
Have you watched that fucking space movie we've been trying to get you to watch?
Of course.
That's a hell
exactly.
no.
Exactly, bro.
Here's the crazy thing with social media, though. Like, when something comes out, and we're so short-sighted, you know, Squid Game is the thing for, like, 3 weeks, and then use the thing for, like, three weeks. You don't even have to watch it anymore. You're going to get a pretty good gist of everything.
So you've seen Squid Games.
Oh, bro.
You've seen You, right?
Yes.
I've seen
both
of them.
You've seen both of them? So we can talk about You then.
Let's talk about You. We'll talk about Squid Game in, like, 2 weeks when it's not relevant anymore.
All right, for anyone that has not watched You on Netflix... This is not going to be relevant to you. We're going to try to make it sweet and to the point.
Actually,
not waste all
we
your
can
time.
We can talk about it, and we'll just give them. I will insert a
dude. I have
skip to this point.
I have a controversial thought on You. Terrible writing,
dude.
Terrible
I thought
writing.
This was. I One thought this second. Was their best season,
guys.
Terrible writing.
Hold on, audience, lovely, lovely audience. I'm talking to you. You don't get that joke because you've not seen the show. This is your spoiler warning for you, seasons 1 through 3. Yep. I will insert a...
Skip ahead 3 minutes.
For where you skip to not get spoiled. Let's go. Let's talk about it. Number one show on Netflix right now.
Season 3 was the most action-packed season by far.
Dude, fucking love. God dang, dude. She was like... I saw this meme, and it was like Joe trying to live a normal life in the suburbs. Yeah. And it was like the bus crossing the train tracks. And then the next picture was the train just hitting the bus. It was like you killing everybody.
Dude, so I don't know if
love
you...
killing everybody.
I didn't notice this, so I'm assuming you guys didn't. Do you know why he went to Paris?
Because so many things. Because Marianne was the big one. Marianne said that she was...
She said she wanted to go to Paris with her kid and run away, so that's why he went to Paris to go look for her.
Okay, so
somebody my opinion told on me, it, and I have this problem with any games, movies, TV shows. You have a good idea. You lean into that idea. So season 1 is about him. Season 2, it's about him and love. So, okay, they've added something new.
Season 3 is about him loving the kid.
Barely.
They talk about Henry a lot, but yeah.
So many things. One, the kid is like not relevant at all. Like you rarely even see the kid.
Yeah.
Well, the kid is relevant in some ways.
He like tries to be good because
he's literally the only reason he hasn't killed love.
All they did was the same exact thing. She kills people, he kills people. They clean it up.
To be fair, he didn't kill that many people.
Yeah, but still.
He only killed Ryan, right?
They should have done, they could have done so many different things. While I'm watching it, I'm like, okay, first off, I think the black lady that he fell for.
Marianne.
They should have wrote it into where she kills her ex-husband with him. So now she's involved. Yeah. Then on the other end, they could get Love and that kid that she's messing around with kill the kid's dad because he's on to Love.
Matt. Yeah. I thought that's...
Bro.
I'm just naming the people.
I thought something would happen with Theo more than what happened.
I thought Theo was going to die. I did think Theo... I was kind of disappointed.
He's like,
your
son's at the hospital. And then the guy that's been looking at them online for fucking however long, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
It, well, just, it literally just boiled down to she kills people, he kills...
He covers it up.
At the end that cover it up. And...
Okay.
It just seemed lazy.
I do think it was their best season still. I really do.
You think it was their best season?
I really think it
was
their best season.
No, season 1, nothing will ever top season 1. I don't think they can top the first season.
Season 1 was really, really good.
I did like it better than season 2. It kept me interested longer than season 2 did. I thought season 2 kind of fell off.
Can we agree 1-3-2?
Yeah, I can agree with that. 1-3-2 for like best order. Season 1 is like just... I mean, so season 1 had source material. The other two don't have source material. That's the same... That is the problem with a lot of things in this life. They do The Walking Dead, for example, was really good when it used its source material, but when it came off its source material, it sucks ass.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They just get into this thing of like, and most shows do this because they don't have funding for 5 seasons because they don't know it's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So they come out with a pilot, they get funding, and then they make season 1 and it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But they have to be short-sighted that season 1 has to be so good that people love it and want to keep watching it. But it's hard for some, like if I'm writing a story and I plan for it to be 7 seasons long, it's going to take 7 seasons for everything to develop. Then there's no way that my season 1 can be amazing because it's going to take the season 3 or 4.
You want to hear the one like exception to this rule? Breaking Bad was only initially supposed to be 4 seasons. And they ended, the end of season 4 of Breaking Bad was the original ending of Breaking Bad. And then it got approved for another season, and then they blew it out of the park and ended it better than they did on season 4.
I just want
to
say...
That's like the one exception to that rule.
For anyone that likes the show You, myself included, I just want you to know that You is a carbon copy of the show Dexter.
No, it's not.
It is exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dude, he kills like one person a season, and it's because they're serial killers.
No, Dexter's motivated by love and the fact that he doesn't know his parents. Okay?
To be fair, Joe knows his mom.
Okay. He also talks to himself in the third person. He commentates the whole thing. There's also flashbacks to him and his parents, which is what they did in season 2. He also has a son that ties him to a relationship that he doesn't want to be in. He also abandons his son and goes to Paris.
I don't think it's fair to say it's a carbon copy because I've not even seen Dexter, but I do know... Thank you, Robert, for spoiling Dexter for me, by the
way. Carbon copy, that gets to where it's like...
It's damn near the same shit.
No, dude, he's killing people for different reasons.
Dude, that would be like saying Law and Order and Avengers are carbon copies of each other because they're going after the bad guy.
Yeah, no, like in Dexter, no, he's okay. No. So
like
in,
it's too broad,
no,
bro.
No,
in yeah, there's you, actors in it. It's a carbon
you,
copy.
And you, he's killing people so he can be so no one's.
That's
getting
the only
in the
difference is the
love.
Reason is the reasoning behind their killing.
That's a
the only
big fucking thing.
Not whenever you have the parent situations the same, the kid situations.
Oh,
the
so
same.
They have traumatic childhood.
Listen, the exact same.
I mean,
Harry situation.
Potter might be a carbon copy.
The exact
too.
Same kid situation, and they both leave their kid, and they both go to fucking Paris.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some parallels there, but the problem with writing in general
they're
is
killing for different
Dexter's
reasons.
Way better.
Is You're there's stupid. Something called the hero's journey, and you take it all the way back to the Odyssey and Iliad. There's a hero. There's a main guy. You root for the guy. He's an underdog. He obtains power, and then everything falls out. There, I mean, it's a step-by-step, like, formula of how you have to write shit. Of course there's going to be.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, it's hard not to. There's
For
there's
it to be exactly
blueprint.
Them, Paris, and the kid, and this. And there is a lot
also,
of parallels
Dexter's
there.
Having its first season back in 5 years next month.
Yeah, I need
Can't
to catch
wait.
Up. Dude, there's too much stuff to watch, too little time.
I mean, when you space it out like you do, bro, it's going to be hard to watch anything, man. You
Dude,
gotta
the thing,
fucking sit
bro, I watch
binge.
Everything with Kayla. Like,
yeah,
I,
you got to quit that shit.
The thing with you.
I enjoy having a person to commentate shows
You got
with.
Us. Who would you not rather talk about with? Your wife?
You're gonna
Look,
cuddle,
you got us.
You're
going to
cuddle up with me while I watch it?
If that's what it takes.
You keep me warm. Watching
I'll hold you
today.
For 10 hours so you can fucking go through all the shows just so you can binge it and feel welcomed.
The thing with you and like... I guess I could say this is the old grumpy man in me. Yeah, you could say this about every show. It's like, oh, they're going to come out with a season 4 and he's going to find somebody that he loves and he's going to kill to be with them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's just the same fucking thing.
Yeah, so it comes down to
thing.
How do you change it, right?
Yeah.
I think in the season 4 he's going to.
You know why Game
be,
of Thrones was so good?
Because it's not the same thing.
Because they take the main guy, that hero that you love, that or the anti-hero that you're like, well, he's bad, but like I like.
Which one?
What show?
On, well, the main guy on you.
Okay.
Like an anti-hero, yeah, yeah. Right? Like you root for him for some reason, but you shouldn't type
yeah.
of thing.
It's good writing. I know you said
exactly.
you don't like the writing, but it's good writing to make you root for Joe.
You're like, okay, I'm rooting for this guy, even though I shouldn't. He's doing bad things. Game of Thrones flips that on its head of, oh, I'm rooting for Ned Starks. He's that dude.
Yeah.
No, we're going to kill Ned Starks. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I
dude,
didn't like
you,
that.
So then you're like, okay.
That got me invested in the show
exactly.
when they killed Ned.
Exactly, bro, because now you have no clue what to expect.
I had one foot in, one foot out until they killed Ned.
And then you jumped right through the door?
Yeah.
Dude,
I know we've talked about it before, but The Boys, have you
bro,
seen that? Yeah,
I've
yeah.
watched both seasons in full.
I've never been more invested in
the show.
Awesome
perverts watching Boys.
Listen,
quickly.
Dude, you know what?
Dude, whenever the first 10
you're
minutes.
You're watching it, Matt.
That
tonight.
Is, that is probably,
tonight, you're watching
that,
it.
That
no,
is
we're playing
my
Apex tonight.
We are, but
top
you're playing.
Three favorite show. No, we're playing Back 4 Blood tonight.
No, that's not happening.
That has the same problem
Matt,
for me as you.
You're watching one. You're watching one episode tonight of The Boys, and then we're playing Apex all night.
Yes, yes, dude. Do that. No, listen, all you have to watch, do you have Amazon Prime?
I can give you the link for free.
Bruh, listen.
Who doesn't have Amazon? I mean,
who
I
isn't illegally streaming these days?
None of us. No,
No, bro, I pay for content.
It's true, all my bad. It. I always pay for content.
No, I really do pay for like I'm, the,
I'm too
I'm
lazy
a motherfucker that will pay-per-view something.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't want to pirate it.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to get shit illegally. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I don't want to pay
bro,
for it, I just don't pay for it.
It's two clicks.
The last time I pirated something was LimeWire, the music thing.
Dude, I did that a lot.
On The Boys, though, I'm telling you, like, the literal, in the first 10 minutes of the show, they're like, all right, I'm going to watch this show.
The end of season one, which is better than the end of season two.
Yeah, that was, I like
better
the end of season two, but
the
okay.
The end of season one is when you're going to be like, holy
okay.
It
literally
fuck.
Took me 10 minutes
and again,
to be like, I'm going to watch this entire
this
series.
This goes in, and I think this is, because we've had this debate before, this is why I'm a movie guy over a show guy.
Too much commitment.
I have to fucking invest 14 hours before. It'll get good,
I don't
bro.
Understand that. I don't understand. It'll if I enjoy good. Something, I want to keep watching it.
I know what he's saying. I
but
like,
you're telling me, like,
I
oh,
like,
at the end of season one, you'll be hooked.
No,
the
no, whole time,
the
whole time
the
you'll be
beginning.
Hooked. Okay. But the end of season one, you're going to be like, damn, that was really worth it. Because the end, you're like, what
end of season
the
one was like,
fuck? All
right, Brad, I'll wait a year for the next season. That, honestly, that's what happened. End of season two, too.
Yeah.
The Boys is the only show that's ever done what they've done, how they release their episodes, and I'm like, okay, I will give them a chance.
The acting for the main guy, the main, like, you know what I'm talking about? The guy with the blonde hair, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about?
Terrence.
The superhero?
Yeah, he acts so fucking good,
what is his
good,
name?
Dude.
He literally is the main guy. What is his name?
Terrence.
He just look up the Boys cast. Yeah. The acting is, it's funny because it's like a satirical, you know, what heroes would be like in real life show, but yeah. The acting is really, really good. And the main guy,
dude, Homelander.
Homelander, oh my fucking God, bro. The shit you see him do and like you start to see his true traits, his true personality come out and he starts to lose it. Bro.
Dude, he starts losing his mind in season two.
This made me think of a question I've had for you.
No,
guys.
First episode of season one, he does the plane thing. Because yeah.
We're talking about like the main guy, right?
Oh, yes.
So during my COVID stint, I watched a lot of like Marvel movies, that kind of stuff.
Watched it during COVID.
Yeah, we should have told him.
One thing I noticed like on Avengers.
I did like how you talked a lot of shit about COVID throughout season three. Anyway,
they
go ahead.
Do that.
Yeah. Which one is it? Not Endgame, the one right before that.
Infinity War. Yeah.
Bro. So we talk about the main guy always gets all the, you know what I mean? Like, dude, Thanos, how dope is Thanos as a villain, right? Because, like, you kind of feel for the guy, right?
Yeah.
Dude, his number two, that dude with, like, the Squidward face, bro,
yeah.
And he just comes, like, float. Bro,
yeah,
they start off the movie, bro.
With
and
him.
It will it's so fucking good, bro. The Hulk comes out, and he's just beating his ass, bro. He's fucking Thanos up. And then the big...
what? We're leaving that in.
Yeah.
That
Michael
stays
just
in.
Broke his knee.
He just busted a nut.
So they're on that ship, and fucking... The Hulk pops up and he's just beating Thanos' ass. And then there's Thanos' Squidward, number two guy.
Yeah, fucking Squidward.
And he's so like regal and proper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the bad guy that's like Hulk size.
Yeah.
The big bad guy. And the big bad guy's going in to stop it. Dude, one of the dopest lines of a number two ever. No, let him have his fun.
Yes.
Bro. I mean, from jump, you're like, damn, bro, who is this Thanos guy?
God, bro,
and then Thanos
the boys.
Fucking catches that punch.
Yeah.
And, bro, he starts beating his ass. Thanos starts beating Hulk's ass. But it's not just, like, this brutal punch. Bro, he's dropping combos, leg kicks, kidney punches. Bro, he's...
Muay Thai.
Oh, bro. That number two, no, let him have his fun. Bro, I was gone after
dude,
that.
If you watch
The
Boys...
Dirty, though.
If you watch The Boys, bro, after the first episode, you're going to be like... Okay, I want to watch another one.
Okay,
literally,
but the question is, who's a better number? Who's like the best number two?
Well, not Squidward because he dies immediately.
I mean,
are you
he
talking
dies
about for the boys or just in life?
Dude, in general, in like movies and shows.
Oh no, he's borderline gay.
Whoa, Dave.
Okay. I don't know. Is there a good number two?
Bro,
Jesse
I
Pinkman
think
in Breaking Bad. It's a good number two.
He's a yes.
He's a good number
he's
two.
He's a really good
number
two. Like, bro, we got...
I always tie it back to Breaking Bad. I'm sorry, guys.
No, dude. Breaking Bad's a phenomenal
show.
Yeah,
that's my show.
So, like, Jesse Pinkman, he's a great number two. That fucking Squidward, bro. I mean, I just watched it, so that's the one I'm, like, high on right now.
Dude, but Squidward,
gosh.
Like, his name is not Squidward, obviously, guys. But, like, I hate how they kill him off. They introduce this badass character.
Oh.
And then, what is it, even 30 minutes into the movie, he's dead? And I'm like,
bro.
Okay, guys. Come
trying
on
to think
then.
Of a good number two. I just can't.
Bro, and even on Endgame when it's like it goes back to before, like when Thanos is planning all this shit.
Yeah.
The number two is like, dude, he's just so cold, bro.
Just chill.
He is so cold.
Calculated. I
dude,
love it.
Dude. That love calculated it. Like evil is just, oh, man.
Yeah. Right? Like irrational. Not irrational. Like really just, when you're calculating
I guess,
evil, it's
okay.
More respectable. Whenever you're like really just like,
if you had to have a number two, who would it be?
If I had to have like any number two?
Any number
know.
Two.
Oh, God, I don't know. Or reliable or something. I don't fucking...
Dude.
No.
That's such a... I feel like that role, like you can either just like write it off and it's not a big deal because it's not the main guy.
Yeah.
Or you can just like make them one of those characters that's like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
guy.
Number two is a hard one to write because sometimes like... I don't know, man. I like those movies with like the number two is like really the bad guy. You know, like you're, yeah, those are cool. It's like a nice twist at the end.
Yeah, you're
I like when the number two is like a bad guy, yeah.
You need to watch The Boys tonight, bro.
The Boys?
Just one episode. Just watch one.
He won't watch just one, though. That's the problem.
That's fine. He'll I just want him to all. Start it. Listen, the problem with the two of you is you guys won't listen. All right? We tell him why he should do shit, and he's like, yeah.
You won't listen.
I'll fucking do it. I'll do it. Never does it. Well, I'm telling you right here, as a man who has missed you and your body.
Have you ever watched Breaking Bad?
Hold on. I've seen it all.
Have you missed you guys.
I watched every bit of it because someone told me to.
Okay.
And I watched it. And you know what? I'm
trying to think of a show that I feel
shit
like
shit was fucking good.
I'm watching
Yellowstone right now. All right,
dude. One of the awesome writing things in Breaking Bad was where his brother-in-law is like closing in on him.
Yes.
Dude. Oh my god.
When he finds out, I fucking love that show.
It's
when
a
he
great
finds
show.
Out, he's sitting there. He's sitting there on the toilet, and he finds the book.
Yeah.
That Gail gave him, and he's like, and then he just pieces it all together, and then he like essentially drives home drunk. He's just drunk with rage.
Yeah.
He can't even drive his car. He's so mad.
That guy plays a really good pissed off white man.
Yeah, dude. I don't even, like, I can't, what's his name? Hank's the name in the show.
Yeah,
I
Hank.
Can't think of his name and, like, his actual name, but he just, I don't think they could have cast that better.
No, dude.
I don't think an angry white man.
Oh, that's a, dude, I watched Ragnarok probably three times because I love that movie.
That is a good.
That's the best Thor movie. Season of The Boys.
Dude, what Idris Elba, Heimdall.
Yeah.
Thor's number two.
It's pretty good.
He doesn't get a lot of screen time, but everything that he does get is so pivotal to everything that happens, bro.
Dude, it's hard to think of like a good number two. Like, I mean, it's not, I don't know, I guess it's not.
Well, they just don't write
I took
for
a good number
two
about a day or two ago.
Bro, talking about number two is one thing with COVID, bro.
Tough shits.
Well, you trust a fart. And, bro, I haven't sharted since, like, high school or, like, maybe really drunk in college one time.
Yeah.
Bro, I sharted myself at least twice.
I mean, it's one of those things.
They don't list that on a symptom list.
It's acceptable.
Bro, you can't trust your butthole during COVID.
I mean, how could you?
Dude.
You know?
Because, I had all this, like, gas buildup and stuff, bro. And so I was just, like, had a lot of gas. But, dude, you trust one too many.
Just splatter a toilet bowl?
Oh, bro, I painted it. Picasso mosaic style, dude. It was Starry Night in that bowl.
Picasso?
Yeah, Picasso.
That was your joke a couple weeks ago. God, I missed you, man.
Yeah, we both did.
Listen, like, it was rough. It was rough recording that one.
It's just hard whenever you're the entertainment and you have to bring all the entertainment.
Damn it,
and you have to carry
you.
Dead
Hey, bro,
weight,
look, I'm 140 here.
I felt 140 pounds heavier, bro.
Yeah.
Because there was someone on my back the whole time that I was carrying. And it was tough. It's hard. I don't got strong legs.
Yeah, because you don't go to the gym.
Dude, I wonder I wonder what I would feel like if I weighed 140 pounds.
Dude, so quick. So quick.
You'd feel like you'd feel more agile.
I feel like I could
dude,
the
like,
cool thing about
people can't see me all the time.
My build is that like I can just like wreck like when I walk through my house, door frames don't exist. I will literally just run
shoulder
straight into
shit.
The wall, and it's just like nothing happened.
I
don't think I've ever. I mean, that's a lie. I mean, door frames. I don't have an issue with that.
You know,
just
being
pretty good,
being this tall and skinny, you always feel sneaky for some reason. You just always feel.
See,
sneaky.
God is fair, bro. God is that is one thing. God is fair. You are tall.
Yeah.
But maybe the hairline's not.
Dude,
top notch.
I'm
just saying.
Whoa.
God is. Fair.
I see what he's getting at. Yeah.
Michael.
Whoa.
Michael and I have beautiful heads of hair.
We do.
I'm average height on a good day.
I'm short on a good day.
I got beautiful hair.
What's left?
Hey, would you, like, what do you look like with a shaved head?
I don't think it'd be good.
Tony, I want you to full
dude, you should go with the whole, like.
On commit to it.
If we get 50,000 viewers.
Okay, 20,000 by, like, February.
Bro, we are all going to end up in prison as soon as this goes big.
50,000 by.
We're going to be tatted up, bald, and I'm going to be killing people.
50,000 by. No.
March.
April. We're getting 20,000 by February, 50,000 by April.
Okay.
It's 2 months.
Okay, 50,000 by April.
And then 100 by June, and then Tony's getting murdered.
Dude, I didn't realize, because you said something about me being tall. You don't realize when you're tall how tall you are. When we were at Scare Ones 2 days ago.
You went to Scare Ones? You didn't invite me?
Well, no, I didn't, because I was with my
bro.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah, you were learning about the Bluetooth conspiracy.
This just gave me an idea. We need to make an amusement park.
Excuse me?
For short
people. I didn't know that I was in the middle of a sentence right there.
I don't know why you're looking at me. He's the one fucking talking.
Yeah, Michael.
I'm looking straight ahead. You wouldn't know that, because I got my Ray Charles glasses on right now.
Oh, bro, you're Stevie Wonder in it.
I bought these from Ingles.
You're like
really?
You're like Caleb. You get the pugs
dude,
from the gas station.
Dude, okay. Caleb, Caleb came to me one time. And he's
Pugs
like, man,
with a Z, bro.
Caleb came to me one time and was like, man, I got a really good business idea. He's like, I'm going to buy all of these sunglasses. And he shows me this website and he's getting like 40 pack of sunglasses for like $1.50 a piece. He's like, I'm going to go to the beach and sell them for $5 each. And that's I was like, people do that, man. Like, that's
a thing.
Like, you're not the first one to.
The problem with that business model is you have to sell 50,000 for it to be like, okay, I can, this is all I do now.
Yeah, I mean, you spend,
like, there's so much quantity. So
you spend
either,
$60 on 40 of them, then you have to sell 40 of them to make,
but then on the other end,
profit.
You just, you pick an item and it's $50,000 for the item. Your market of people that are going to get that is so small. Yeah. You only need 4 sales to make the same amount as selling 50,000 of those glasses, but it's like, but anyways, back to being tall, you're at Scarewinds.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I was at Scarewinds and there was a scarecrow that was on stilts and he told me that I was short, and it hurt my feelings.
That was a terrible story.
I'm glad I interrupted that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I wish you'd have kept talking, honestly.
He said, and I quote, I'm taller than you. You are nothing.
Bro, I'm so short that short people tell me I'm short, okay? I don't want to hear it.
I've never been called short before, and that was the first time, and I kind of want to cancel him.
Tony, you're short.
I want to cancel that scarecrow.
See, here's the thing. Tony, you're tall.
Yeah.
But you're slender.
Yeah.
See, I'm like average height, but I'm stocky. Like, dude, there's always this give and take. God is fair with that stuff.
Dude, you're like just a good fullback. Like, you got fullback vibes. You know what I mean?
Wedge breaker. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you'd fucking...
Don't fuck around with me on Red Rover, bro.
Bust open a fucking hole like no other.
Bro, Red Rover, I was a terror.
Send that thick boy
over.
Okay.
Yeah. I was okay at Red Rover because I'm fast, not because of my weight. Oh,
you're not that fast. Remember whenever I beat you in that race?
I'm going to...
Bro, I'd be foaming at the mouth running. Bro, like, they're
Rose,
like, oh my God.
Rose told me one time he was fast, and I was like, bullshit. And then
dude,
he was
remember
like,
that
let's
dog?
Go outside and race, and I
Tony,
raced his bitch ass and
real quick,
whooped his ass.
You did not beat me that bad, and I had wooden-soled shoes on. Anyway, Tony, do you remember that dog
you
we tried
Norwegian?
To find?
Yeah, I remember that dog. It was trying to kill
that was
himself.
The same day.
It was a suicide dog.
Dude, that dog. Dude, we were like, while we're having this race, we just see this dog running across the street, across like 4 lanes of traffic, and we're like, dude, we got to do something about this.
You got to think, dude. That dog
and
was
that
having
thing,
a tough life.
And then Tony hit and it
somebody
and then came
up,
back and hit another dog.
Probably. No. Somebody ended up getting it. We never got it, but we spent over an hour trying to get this.
And he was my team lead.
Yeah, we were trying to get this dog for like
an hour. We were supposed
to
be doing productive shit. We're chasing dogs.
You're out there racing in the parking lot, dude, and chasing dogs.
Yeah, that was a weird
day.
And
dude, I swear to God, bro.
We
the
never
moment,
did find that.
There was no, oh, just so you know, I got wooden shoes on before we started racing. But after I looked back and dusted his little redheaded ass, I heard, well, I got wooden shoes on. I wasn't riding stretch. I'm a bitch. And all this other stuff he was saying, you lost.
Tony, let's put on like actual tennis shoes.
You really want to race fucking white Tony Moss again? Because that's what they call me.
Dude, that makes me think. There's this video of these guys that did their like
they
fantasy.
They call me Lightning Bolt. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Their
dumb.
Fantasy draft order. And they just like, they ran like a 100-meter race or something, or 40. And whoever had the best time. Bro, like half of them pulled muscles and shit.
Yeah,
because they're just
that.
Like middle-aged dudes that like used to be physically active and just are not anymore. Yeah. Bro, dude's pulling hamstrings. Like, that's exactly what I picture with you two.
Dude,
racing.
I think honestly,
somebody.
I mean, Tony hasn't
Achilles.
Been in the gym in like 2 months. So.
That's true. I do contribute like a
if I was
good
built
portion.
Like Tony, the only thing that would motivate me to go to the gym would be to maybe add weight.
Yeah.
I'm going for muscle. I mean, I'm not.
Right.
Just,
so, like,
I'm just going to build muscle.
It is weird how, like, different people have a different, like, my motivation is to, like, oh, I need to slim down a little bit. So, dude. I go there, I just run.
I love sleeps.
I run a mile
much.
And then I just lift weights. That's all I do.
See, I go run 7 miles and don't touch a weight.
Yeah.
It's, like, the complete inverse.
I wake up, I smoke a blunt, and then I go, do I really want to go to the gym?
No, dude.
And then I go,
see, that's the
I
problem.
Could go lay in bed and watch Dave Chappelle piss people off.
The one thing I've realized with the gym is, if I don't go, if it's not the first thing I do when I get up, it's not getting done.
I won't do it. If I don't do it before,
I need to be so sleepy that I don't register. I don't have time to think about it.
If I wake up, I have to wake up, brush my teeth, walk out of the house. If I don't do that, I will not
do
it.
Do you think you have the dedication and like discipline to get into like Gerard Butler and 300? Chris Hemsworth and Thor.
Could I do it?
Like,
you're
paying me millions of dollars. Yeah, I will do just about anything.
No, we're not
just
going
in general.
For, like, could you do it?
Oh yeah, bro.
Just to do it?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
no,
you
not
work
just to do
where
it.
You work now.
Not just to do it, no.
Just to get in stupid good
dude,
shape.
I don't know, bro. I really think that I'm one of those fucking people that, like, if I really want to do something, dude, like, right now, I don't have the desire to go work out. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just
if
don't
I have the desire, yeah, I could, but I just don't have, but if I could I, never see myself having that desire.
If shit changed tomorrow and I was like, dude, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to start getting up every day, dude. 5 a.m., working out for 2 hours, going to work, reading, but, you know, if I was, like, deciding to do that, boom, I would do it.
The food
but
is the problem for me. I don't care to, I will go work out for hours a day. That doesn't bother me, but, bro, like, those, like, to get into that shape, like, even Zac Efron, he was being interviewed because of, what
was
it? I'm not
gay, and even I find him attractive.
Yeah, right? On, like, the Baywatch movie.
Yeah.
Or, like, Henry Cavill in The Witcher. Like, dude's a stud.
Same with him.
Like, dude is a stud, right? They were interviewing Zac Efron. They're like, yeah, like, do you want to go eat pizza? Or, like, what, do you have cheat days? He's like, I've not ate a carb in 7 years. Can you, dude, that's like sugar.
I've ate carbs today.
That's the price you pay when you want your DMs to
look
like this.
I've had carbs like right now. Like, I don't know. There's not carbs in coffee. Never mind. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, look at people like that. Like The Rock, dude. I mean, yeah, he's on all
the supplements.
Steroids.
We'll call it supplements.
I don't think he's on actual steroids, is he?
Bro, you don't look like
I'm taking my glasses off
for
that one.
He raps, no.
Bro.
No, he doesn't.
I swear to God, he raps,
he has a rap song out. It's almost as fire as Island Boys. Have we talked about it? We haven't even talked about Island Boys.
No, that's a next week topic.
Island Boy.
Island Boy.
Dude, it's terrible.
That song's so good.
It makes you, like, lose faith in the younger generation.
Or gain faith.
No, bro.
Okay, with that one. No. Thank you all so much for tuning back in. And if we've regained the listeners that I single-handedly lost, welcome back. Matt's back. You can come back now. But thank you all so much for the support over the past however
bro,
long.
Come back. Support
we love
you.
We do love you. Thank you all so much for everything. Follow us on Twitter.
I want to shout out a buddy Instagram. Of mine. He's like doing the Twitch thing.
Yeah.
And bro, his birthday was last week, I think.
What's his name?
On Twitch, it's I Have a Red Beard.
I have a red beard.
Dude, and he's got, he looks like a Viking, bro.
Really?
He's a short
What's his
guy.
Name?
He's stocky as hell. His name's Matt.
Matt?
Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shout out Matt.
Hey, bro. He's one of our listeners.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out Matt. Shout out your red beard. Everyone go follow.
I have a red beard.
On Twitch. I'm going to be watching him next time he plays.
He did a birthday like stream. One, he made like $350.
That's dope.
I mean, dude, it's because it's entertaining, bro. But he had this like game going on with it where like you could donate in, make him take a shot, make his buddy take a shot, make him take drinks, that kind of stuff. Dude, by the end of it, my boy was so tanked. And that shit, I mean, bro, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. He ends up ripping his shirt off at one point. The whole thing was he was supposed to be playing Gears of War 5, streaming that, drinking, interacting with everybody. Bro, he was so drunk within the first 30 minutes, like, So many of us were just like, no, take a shot. Bro, it was so fun to watch.
That's awesome.
It really was cool. So go check out
hey,
I Have
Matt,
a Red Beard.
Just so you know, Matt, I just followed you on Twitch, and I will be watching your... I actually have the stream pulled up right here.
Bro.
And I'm going to watch.
Is he streaming right now?
No, but it's the saved stream.
Yes.
But Matt, we love you. We appreciate you. Everyone go follow him on Twitch. Guys, I really do appreciate you guys both being here, man. Today was fucking fun.
I loved it.
You know one other thing I missed during this whole COVID time?
What's that?
Was my Red Bull Italian sodas. And you guys know me. You
Ooh,
know,
I love the plug, dude.
A Red Bull Italian soda.
Where do you find one of those?
I will drink three of those a week. Where? And I'm only at the mall maybe one or two days.
So is that where you get it?
So what it is I go to the mall and there's...
I've been to the
mall. I mean, our main man, Uday,
I've heard
plugging
of
him out here.
I've heard of him.
Dude, if you feel like getting nutty, there's no better place to go than the Nutty Java.
Yeah.
Bro, I have now, missed my Red Bull Italian sodas.
I got a question. Is there a promo code I can use?
Dude, you know us. You know we're big proponents of scurvy. Use scurvy10 at the Nutty Java. You're going to save 10% off your order. Uday's going to take care of you. The best thing, and one of my best friends, his wife had walked down there with me.
Yeah.
So we're at the Nutty Java. She's like, I've not been here. I don't know what to get.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that pressure, right? You go to some of these other places, and it's you need a fucking atlas to figure out what you want to order.
You're speaking in paragraphs.
Bro.
You know?
Forget all of that. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to the Nutty Java. Uday, I don't know what I want. Make me something. Uday will blow your
get
mind.
Get that sugar cookie coffee hitter,
oh,
boy.
I did try it, the sugar cookie coffee.
Shit smacks.
10 out of 10 recommendation.
Shit smacks.
10 out of 10.
Dude, I'm going there tonight. Like, that's how hype I am about it. I'm going there tonight.
Everyone, go to the Nutty Java. Get nutty. Use code SCURVY10 on your order. We love you. They'll love you.
Hey.
Do it.
Follow us on Twitter, 3GuysInTies. Instagram, 3GuysInTies. And email us your suggestions, 3GuysInTiesPodcast@gmail.com. We are out of here. Welcome back. We love you.
See ya.
Peace.